Wait, you are famous for talking about, do you want to be the raisin or do you want to be the grape? And that's really why we designed Beauty Water Drops.
Yeah, so maybe we back up and talk about this raisin and grape analogy that I like to use. You know, people come to us all the time asking about what is the fountain of youth? So I love to talk about what's the difference between a grape and a raisin. And the difference is water. A grape has the smooth skin, it's plump. A raisin is dried and wrinkly. The grape is filled with water and hydration, and the raisin isn't. And so our Bsakara Beauty Water Drops are ionic trace minerals that help your body absorb water better than just pure water alone. So these water drops contain all the major electrolytes plus trace minerals to help the water balance within your cells to keep your cells hydrated on a better level.
And what's amazing about these beauty water drops is they actually help your cells take up more water. We tend to think like, oh, I'm dehydrated, I need to drink water. And yes, of course, that is true, but it's only true in so much that your cells can use the water.
I love to put our beauty water drops in every glass of water that I drink. I think about it as I'm rewilding my water. I can really tell the difference when I'm properly hydrated using those minerals in my water and when I'm not. I really see it in my skin. Those fine lines get plumped up when I'm fully hydrated. And I also feel it in my energy levels.
They say that focus and kind of attention is really connected to hydration. Your brain is made up of so much water that even a small change in hydration levels can change your brain composition. Like it really is the kind of all over medicine, but as long as your body knows how to use it and it needs these cofactors to really utilize the water you're drinking.
You can find more details on Sakara.com and enjoy 20% off your first two-pack of our beauty water drops with code POD. That's Sakara.com, Sakara.com, promo code POD, POD at checkout.
Great.
Go get your drops.
Okay, hi everyone. Whitney and I are back.
Hello, hello.
We recorded a part one with our in-house nutrition expert, Colleen Coffey. And now today we're doing a quick episode, just Whit and me. And we are on the same topic of gut microbiome, poop, and answering your burning questions that you have. And there were many, so we're going to try and get to a few. And we asked our community across our social platforms. So thank you so much for all of your questions.
Yeah, so many good ones came in and lots on similar topics for sure. But where do we want to get started?
I think the funny one is, do you poop in front of your partner? What's the protocol? I mean, I'm a hard no for that. I've been with my husband 12 years. I'm a hard no. I think some things are best left mysterious.
For me, it's a okay, but prefer not to on both sides. Like, hey, can you close the door? Hey, can you just give me a minute? I definitely find myself at times in the bathroom and have my kid coming in and opens the door and then the husband comes in and he's asking me questions. And I'm like, guys, can I just have a minute, please?
Well, there's a good reason. Like, you need that peace, I think, in order to have a really solid poo. I mean, and
right.
If you're a mother, like, I get it. You'll never really have it. But I think kids are different than partners.
And I think if you are earlier in the relationship, giving each other some of that space and mystery is nice until you get to know each other deeper. But for me personally, I think like once you get to a certain point, you're close and it's just a bodily function. And if they see you giving birth, they're going to also see poop coming out of you and a lot of other fluids. Some people don't even want their partner to watch during childbirth. For me, I guess I'm a little bit more hippie natural. Like if it happens or whatever, like that's fine.
Yeah, I hear that. I guess like I don't think the shame and wanting to be private have to be mutually exclusive. I don't feel like, oh my God, my husband can't see me. That's awful. It's just like, I appreciate some boundaries. It reminds me of my like autonomy and like, we don't have to share everything, but I hear you. And I think it's just like, be careful there, like make sure there's no shame around pooing. And if you have to, and your partner has to be there for whatever reason, you know, hello, New York City apartments, maybe you can't get around it. And then of course there's no shame.
Right. And I think that is a thing, especially early on in dating. I know something that you wanted to talk about today is hot girl IBS.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the anxiety so many women hold in their guts and holding it. Like you stayed over at your boyfriend's and you hold it until you get to the next place. Like releasing that anxiety is really important because, as you said, it's just a bodily function and every single human on the planet does it. And if you're doing it every day and have to do it that day, like consider yourself lucky.
All right. You need to release that. Release the toxins out of you. Be happy that you're having that bowel movement. And
say thank you. Move on.
Yeah, say thank you.
Bring some essential oils when you stay over at someone's house and move on. Okay, so next question is, what are your thoughts on colonics and enemas? Should we or shouldn't we? What do you think, Clint?
So we covered this a bit in the part one. It was a piece of my journey exploring all the different types to cleanse and detox my body. I was trying colonics. Since then, I think there's been a lot more research around the gut microbiome and how important all of that bacteria really is and creating a place of homeostasis and a really strong, healthy ecosystem in the gut. And as you mentioned in the last episode, doing colonics, it can disrupt that ecosystem. So we've talked to a number of different experts on this topic, and different people have different opinions here. Ultimately, the consensus that I've heard from our community is you want to be working at it from the other direction, getting enough healthy, hydrating foods, enough fiber and bulk in your diet to get things moving from the direction of the mouth rather than coming at it from your butt. If you aren't going on a regular basis, that you should be addressing those root causes rather than using a colonic as a crutch to help you go.
Yeah. And I think some practitioners think it can be a really good tool in your toolkit to like get things moving, especially if you do have dysbiosis and you need literally like a fresh, clean slate.
Start.
But remember, like it's only going into your colon. Your microbiome goes all the way up through your entire digestive system. So it's really only addressing one part of what constipation is. So it's not a root cause protocol here. It's not something that is really going to get rid of the first issue, which is constipation in that case. I have some friends who love it and say they just feel so good after. I mean, I think it can be useful for things like hydration and, you know, helping with constipation. When I've done it, I really hated it and I felt like it threw me off balance for a long time. So I think this is more your personal preference because the science is really out and it's dependent on the practitioner you're going to work with. I think you do need to see someone highly skilled as my recommendation.
Yeah, and make sure that you're using highly purified water, not water that's filled with chlorine and everything else that is contaminating our water these days as well, and putting it into a part of your body that is highly absorbent. So that would be another thing that I would think about. A mucous membrane and absorbs whatever you put onto it. So I guess we'd just say be careful with that, you know?
Yeah.
If it intrigues you, look for the right practitioner, highly skilled, but cautious.
Okay. I always run into issues when I travel or fly. Tips on staying regular. I mean, truly, my tips are adding whole foods to every meal that I can. Like if you're traveling, if there's only like, you know, pizza around or everybody at the table gets pizza. It's like, can you get a salad? Like I'm all about a salad pizza. Adding whole foods into your diet is the number one way to kind of really fix constipation. The other I'd say is dehydration, making sure you're getting a lot of water. Planes really dehydrate us.
One tip that you taught me was to drink 2 liters of water while you're on the airplane. I think a lot of people, they buy a little bottle of water before they board the plane. Danielle, she always buys 2 whole liters and makes sure she drinks them both.
I fill my own water bottles. I fill them up. And if you can put like, I do like a pinch of salt for electrolytes, beauty water drops, really, really helps.
Yeah.
Helps you absorb the water. The other thing is magnesium. Magnesium can work for a lot of people.
That works really well for me.
Yeah, it doesn't work well for me. But what does help is buffered vitamin C for me. So I always travel with buffered vitamin C powder. Again, magnesium, I still don't really think that's like a root cause protocol there. I don't think you're getting at the root issue of what's going on. But you probably are deficient in magnesium, so at least it has some good things about it. Buffered vitamin C, I think, is like probably more of a natural laxative effect. Like I only use that in kind of emergency situations. One of my other tips that I learned as part of my master's program is this, and you can only get it through the pharmacy and you have to get a prescription, and it's called lactulose. And it's a completely natural laxative, and it's not a laxative as you think about it, like senna leaf. It actually promotes microbiome health and like beneficial bacteria in your gut. There's a lot of studies around it that it helps promote lots of good things for people with like IBS. So talk to your doctor and see if it's a good option for you. I travel with packets of it. Make sure you start really slow. The average dose is 10 grams in a packet. I would say start with like a fourth or a third of that and see what that does. So don't take the whole packet.
Yeah. So I know we have so many questions about constipation. One person even said, constipation is ruining my life. Please help. So there are different things that will help with constipation. And like you said, Danielle, I think it's best to get to the root cause of what is causing your constipation. Are you getting enough whole foods into your diet? Are you eating enough hydrating foods? Your digestive system takes a lot of water and hydration to process food and digest food properly. Are you getting enough fiber into your diet to create enough bulk in your stool to send signals to your muscles and your nerves in there to push the poop on through? Do you have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach? Do you have enough digestive enzymes? And there are different tests that you can take, different stool tests that will test for things like pancreatic elastase and different digestive enzymes. We'll also test if you have certain bacteria in the gut that can make you more constipated. Different experts have different opinions on how accurate those tests really are, but could be something to talk to your functional medicine doctor about for sure. And from a spiritual perspective, maybe ask yourself too about what constipation might mean for you in your life. I know Louise Hay talks about it being a blockage or resisting the flow of life, and that her kind of re-patterning, the new thought pattern that she recommends and a mantra is, I let life flow through me with ease. And just thinking about that, that your digestive system is that life flow. And what does it mean if you're tight and tensed and blocked up versus letting that life flow through you with ease?
There was a question around IBS, leaky gut, SIBO advice. I suggest, I get a lot of these questions on Instagram. I think working with a functional medicine practitioner is your best bet. I think finding someone that you trust, someone that is going to look at your body holistically and not just try and treat what's going on in your gut, but see what else is affecting you, not just kind of take the vital signs we talked about in part one, but look across, as Whitney said, like there are some tests that some functional medicine practitioners swear by in terms of stool tests. The jury's a little out, but it can still be a window into your health, even if it's not like the answer. It can, you know, point in a direction of like, oh, you likely have dysbiosis. So are you getting enough whole foods? Or you know what, you need an herbal antibiotic for that SIBO, because we need to sort of calm the storm before we can start to reverse it. And sometimes practitioners will use a full antibiotic, which is unfortunate, but some people are there where you really have to kind of like bomb out the bacteria and then restart and rebuild. The other nice thing about working with a functional medicine practitioner is they're going to ask you about your past. They're going to ask you about, you know, things that could have been triggers for you in your life. IBS and gut issues are often linked to stress, high cortisol. And so what is your life like? Are you, you know, satisfied with your community, with your spiritual life? So I think my advice, if you think you have signs of SIBO, leaky gut, and you're just feeling like in the storm of things, I'd say find a practitioner you can really trust. Sometimes we feel like we're in the storm of things, but maybe we're just constipated and stressed and not really eating as well as we think we are. We've said this several times, but really like make sure you're eating true, clean whole foods. You know, really lean into whole foods. Make sure you're getting enough water. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're lowering your stress. And those things right there can really turn things around. And also be patient. It takes time. Like it took time for you to probably get where you are if you're in the middle of a storm, and it's going to take time to kind of undo it.
Yeah, but it is important to work on these things. If you are constipated, if you are having gut disorders, I want to urge you to go and see somebody about it. I want to urge you to take action on it, because it is one of the most important things you can do for your health, to get your gut straightened out, to get it healthy and strong. Your immune system is in your gut. It's affecting every single system within your body, not just how bloated you feel or how often you're pooping, but it's affecting every system in your body. So if you're having constipation and some of these things aren't working for you, like definitely urge you to take action on it.
One of the other questions around this topic was TMI, but my poo smells really bad. How do I know if I should be concerned? Most gastroenterologists and functional medicine practitioners say your poo really should not be that stinky. If it's enough for you to call it out, I'd say you probably should talk to a doctor and a functional medicine practitioner if you can. I mean, it can be a sign of bacterial overgrowth, like the wrong kind. It can be a sign of inflammation in your digestive system or an infection. It can mean you're not digesting like sulfurous-containing foods. It can also be a sign that there's too many chemicals in your food and water, artificial flavoring, etc. It could mean that you're eating too much dairy or too much meat in your diet. So those are where sometimes the stool tests come in handy. But yeah, I'd say again, but just go back to the basics of whole foods, enough of them, water, sleep, and lower your stress, and see if that helps, because it should, and it will.
Mm-hmm. We've mentioned a few different things that help with constipation too. That senna leaf, which helps stimulate the muscles in your digestive tract, in your colon to get things moving. That's how that one works. And like you said, there's some risks with that around not just becoming dependent on it, but some mental health risks associated with it. Magnesium works by drawing hydration into your colon. So if you find yourself really dependent on magnesium, maybe, you know, check your magnesium levels. Are you low in magnesium? Or check your hydration levels. Are you drinking enough water and eating enough hydrating foods in your day? And then that vitamin C, like Danielle said, which really just helps get things flowing. But I would first try, you know, a magnesium and a vitamin C if you're really, really stuck. I know after I gave birth, I was beyond constipated. Nothing was moving for me. And what finally worked for me was I took 6 mega capsules of magnesium, which usually like 1 capsule will get things moving for me. And that drew enough hydration into my system to finally flush things out. That's why I mention again these kind of natural options, that if you're feeling really stuck, to try those. But again, look at those foundational elements before jumping into laxatives.
Okay, last question. I think you should take this one, Whit. So can you talk about the skin-gut connection and how digestion impacts it?
Yeah, for so long, I saw so many doctors and nobody was asking me what I was eating or if I was going to the bathroom when I was seeing dermatologists for my acne. And there is so much science and research out now about how your gut and your digestion can lead to chronic cystic acne. And sometimes people will tell me, no, but my acne is hormonal. It's not that. Mine's hormonal.
My professor right now is talking about how hormones are so downstream. Like, they listen to what your body tells them. Like, they react to what your body needs and does. They're not upstream.
Right. And if you go back and listen to part one of this series, we talk about how your poop is a part of your detoxification process for your body and how excess hormones get dumped into your poop. And if you are not eliminating out that poop every day, you can be reabsorbing those hormones back into your body, recycling them, and become estrogen dominant or have hormonal imbalances within your body. So that's just one example of how your digestive system is connected to your skin through hormonal imbalance. You also have your digestive system in your gut, and your acne is an infection on your skin. For so many people, if they have that imbalance in bacteria in their body, their immune system is strong enough to go and correct that imbalance. But if you are stressed and not eating the right foods, not getting enough sleep, and your immune system is run down, then you're not going to be able to fight that infection on your face. And so by feeding your gut the right foods to boost the good bacteria in your gut and boost your immune system, then you can balance out that bacterial imbalance and help reduce the infection on your face.
Yeah, and the idea of this gut-skin axis has this bi-directional relationship with the health of your skin. I think we can talk about acne because it was a question, but if we're talking about skin health, there's so many things that go into skin health, right?
Yes.
If you're talking about wrinkling and aging, if you're talking about spots, if you're talking about, you know,
rosacea,
how thick your dermis is, how vascularized it is, does it get enough blood flow, is it turning over correctly, like your this health of your skin overall and the integrity of your skin is so related to your gut because your gut plays such a role in so many of those kind of mechanisms that we just talked about and plays such a role in how your body knows kind of which mechanisms to turn on and off in any given moment. Your microbiome is really like a cell signaling system. It's like making metabolites. It's doing so many things that tell your body what to do. Give your body information. And we talk about that all the time. Like, the food you eat is truly information. Then that information gets relayed through a myriad of processes, but one of them is your microbes. Start to say, this is what we've got, this is what we need, this is what I'm going to give you. And then that, you know, via something like the gut-skin axis, that's like a mutual highway where they literally talk to each other via signaling molecules.
Yeah. And what this makes me think about is, the other day, somebody asked me, oh, well, do you have a program that's specifically for hypertension? Or do you have a program that's specifically for type 2 diabetes? And what we offer people will help support you in creating a healthy, balanced body. So if you have an issue that's coming up, our advice is always the same, to go back to the basics, to flood your body with healthy, organic, not covered in pesticides food, but clean food, nutrient density, diversity, eating the rainbow, getting hydrating foods, all of our standard Sakara pillars, then get sunshine, get sleep, reduce stress, because that's going to give your body the materials it needs and the state of being that it needs in order to fight off whatever is attacking it, an infection or throwing it out of balance, we should say. So no matter if it's at the acne or the thing, our solution is always still going to be back to the same thing. maybe it needs some additional personalization, and that's where it's really great to work with a functional medicine practitioner and expert to give you personalized advice. We've covered it's so important to have a relationship with what's in your toilet bowl, with what comes out of your body, so that it can be another signal to you, another window into your health, into your body. And as we always encourage you to be your own personal investigator, to develop that body intelligence so that you can sit in the driver's seat of your own health.
Yeah, and I'll also just end on this idea I've been talking about a lot lately, which is don't let like the seductive quality of newness attract you to all sorts of like remedies and diets. And we've all been there. You know, saying eat whole foods and plant forward and get high quality foods, it's boring. Like we know, we're saying it over and over again. You've heard it a million times. But guess what? It's also hard. And so we're here to remind you of how important it is to prioritize it, because information in your body in the form of food is information out. And the health of your body is reliant not only on food, but a big part of it is on what you're putting in your body. I know it might be a little boring to talk about whole foods all the time. And even when you look across the scientific literature, it's the one commonality everything has, that you need high quality whole foods. So we hope you feel inspired to nourish with whole, clean foods and have a great poop.
Happy pooping, everyone. I think back to when we started the podcast and you were like, Whitney, we have to do a podcast. I'm like, I don't think we can add one more thing onto our list of to-dos and creations. And you convinced me, because we were going to be able to talk to some of the most interesting, powerful minds on the planet, and that we get to use this information then to connect into what we do and what we create at Sakara.
Yeah, it's been a really reaffirming experience, hasn't it? And come home to this place of food is medicine. It makes me feel extremely grateful that we get to provide people with medicine. I know we each kind of have our own stories on how food became medicine. And if you haven't heard our stories, it's the first episode of the Sakara podcast. And it's worth a listen, because stories are what help us find ourselves, help us remember kind of what we're seeking in life. And my hope is that by sharing some of my deepest, darkest insecurities and the shadow side of myself, that people will see themselves and then be reminded that they too can sit in the driver's seat of their health, even though they might be in their darkest place where I was once. The food that we create here at Sakara is designed to transform your gut and your microbiome health. And when you do that, you change everything about who you are. You change your mental health, you change your physical health, you change your spiritual health, you change your cellular health. When I'm out in the world, people will say, I love Sakara. And I always remind them that you don't have to be on this food program every single day. But if you come once a month for 3 days, or once a year for one of our 30-day resets, or once a year for 5 days in January, if that's all you can do, what it does is it transforms your gut, not just in the moment that you're eating the food, but in weeks and months after. It trains your gut to change the cravings you have, to change your metabolism. It transforms the strains of bacteria in your gut that inform your health for months to come.
That diversity of ingredients that you're getting into your body changes the diversity of bacteria in your gut, which is the epicenter of your health. And it supports your total body health, your immune system, your metabolism, your skin clarity and skin health, and how you age. And so I want to invite you, if you haven't tried Sakara before, you don't need to do this whole big shebang, clear your week and your schedule to do it. Figure out what is holding you back from giving yourself this gift, giving yourself this step on your path to taking really good care of yourself. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel nourished in your body. And we are here to help you do that.
And Whit, we just have to say the one thing we always forget to say.
Oh yeah, it's really, really delicious.
We always talk about how it'll transform your body and your health and your microbiome. But man, our chefs are talented. It's delivered to your door, ready to eat. And it is so delicious. And that, by the way, is part of the nutrition, because you should enjoy the path to creating a body you feel good in. It should not feel like you're depriving yourself. I literally just ate chocolate banana granola.
I had a cookies and cream parfait.
I was actually thinking when I was pouring the milk this morning, I was like, I can't believe I used to think I had to deprive myself to have a body I felt good in, to have a body I felt sexy in. That's been the biggest change for me.
Mm.
So that's our wish for all of you, is to give you the food that helps you feel good and sexy.
You can find more details and how to customize your own plan on Saqqara.com and enjoy 20% off your first order of our Saqqara Signature Nutrition Program with code POD. That's code POD at checkout for 20% off your first order. Order now.